BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 22. By your fruit you are revealed. Jesus said, Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. When divisions come, which fruit is sour and which is sweet can be determined. Verse 18. The Holy Spirit says through Paul, quote, "No doubt there have to be difference among you to show which of you has God's approval." Verse 19. The selfish problems of those wolves in sheep's clothing was exposed during the Lord's Supper in the Corinthian congregation, which in the early church was a full meal, as it was at the Last Supper that Jesus shared first time with the apostles. The wolves did not allow the poor in the congregation, whom they were responsible for, to have food during the Lord's Supper, and they themselves got drunk. Verse 21. The rich wolves humiliated and isolated the poor, the outcast, the bad people, opposite of Jesus, thus exposing their hypocrisy. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 7 through 10. Jude wrote, "These men are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along with the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted, twice dead." Jude chapter 1, verse 12. They promise relief, but they do not deliver. The Spirit, through Apostle Paul, promises, quote, "They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done. Their ideal of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, revealing in their pleasure while they feast with you." 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. Jesus warns us, quote, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved." Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 through 13. Consider also the warnings of Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30. And Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 and 8 and 18, verses 20 through 23. 2 John 7 and all the way through 11. And Jude 3 and 4. These wolves are from within, not without. Be alert.